Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're still in the middle of our analysis of the 8th Mishnah of the 5th chapter of Masechet Gittin on Daf Samech Amud Bet. Me'arvin bevayit yashar mnei darkei shalom. Now, I promised that we would go back to the Mishnah, so let's take a look at that Mishnah on Daf Nun Tet Amud Aleph at the bottom. And we gave a list of things that were established for darkei shalom. The first one was the order of Aliyot, Kohen Levi Yisrael. And then Ma'arvin Bevayit Yasham Nei Darkei Shalom. When we set up the Eruv Chatzerot, we do it in an old house or the oldest house in the neighborhood. Borshu Karov Le'amam Ma'alei Rishon, the cistern that's closest to the waterway or to the trench, is filled first Nei Darkei Shalom. Mitzudot Chayav Afot V'dagim Yeshpet Mishum Gezel Nei Darkei Shalom. Things that are trapped in traps for animals and fishes and birds are considered the property of the trapper, so that if you take it from there, it's considered gezela, mei darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gamur. It's full-out theft. Metziat chereshet v'katan yesh ben mishum gezel, a metzia found by chereshet v'katan, is considered to be theirs, and therefore there's gezel, mei darkei shalom. And again, Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gamur. It's full gezel. They have full possession. If a poor man is going up to collect peah from an olive tree, and he goes up to the top of the tree and knocks some olives off, the ones that fall to the ground technically are not his. Mashtachtav gezel nei darkei shalom. However, mishum darkei shalom, we said it is his, and therefore if you take it, that's gezel. V'yosi omer gezel gamur again. Ein memachin biyad aniye avdei kochavim melechet shikach al peh nei darkei shalom. We do not prevent the poor of the non-Jews to collect matnotanim in order to keep the peace and for civility. Now, to Samech Amud Bet, we did the Sugya of Kohen Levi Yisrael. Me'arvin bevayit yashem nei darkei shalom. My time, what's the darkei shalom here? Inei mishim kavod, if it's to show honor to the house. Mahu shipura dahame mikara be Rav Yehuda. There was a shipura, which may mean the collection box for tzedakah. It may have been the shofar that was used on Friday afternoon to announce Shabbat. In any case, it was first in Rav Yehuda's house. Sof Be Rabba, then when Rabba became the head of the yeshiva, went to him. Sof Be Rav Yosef, when Rabba died, Rav Yosef became, went to him. Which means we don't honor the house. Sof Be Abaye. Sof Be Rava. So El Mishum Chshada. The reason is because if we always have it in one house and then we move it to another house, somebody comes in, they expect it to see it in that house, and it's not there, they'll think the people are caring without benefit of an Eruv. Okay, Borshu Karov La'amah, the third takana was that the cistern, which gets filled up, Itmar. B'nei Nahara, what if you have people live on a river, meaning up river and down river? Who gets to the first rights to dam up the river? We'll see this. Rav Amar Tatoi Shatu Maya Bereisha, the ones down river get it. Shmuel Amar Eloi Shatu Maya Bereisha. He said the ones up river. Now, but the Meizal Kuli Amalo Pligi, if the river's flowing, everybody agrees. Remember that everybody takes it, as is their way. Everybody has equal access. If they've decided to dam it up and then use it as a reservoir, so who gets to dam it up in which location? Shmuel Amar Eli Shatu Maya Bereisha. Shmuel thinks the ones upriver do. Da Amri Anan Makarvina Tfe. We're closer to the headwaters. Marta Toi Shatu Maya Bereisha. Rav Sit thinks the ones downriver are. Da Amri Nahara Lekunafshe Kapashte Leza. Let the river flow as it flows. Naturally flows down to us. Now, let's see who's supported by the Mishnah. Tanan. Our ruling about the cistern. So that seems to support Shmuel that it is by the headwaters. So Tirgon Shmuel, leave it to that's talking about a trench that's a waterway that's going right next to the bor. And that's why it goes first. So then what's the Havmina that wouldn't go first? Maybe the other cistern owners could say, we should dam it up and let everybody have equal access. So Kamash Falan, then he gets it first. In this case, we did not have an explicit ruling between Rav and Shmuel. So what's the result? Called the Alim Gvar. That means that whoever has more strength and power wins. Now, this is not necessarily a ruling. This may be a challenge, meaning we really do need a ruling because this is what it's going to lead to. Rav Shimon bar Ashi, and these stories seem to support that perspective. Shimon bar Ashi, out to the Kamei de Abaye. He came to Abaye. Amar le, lo tvan mar be'idna. Come study with us. Amar le, id le, idna le didi. I have time when I study on my own. Lo tvan mar be'leli, so come and study with us at night. Amar le, id le, mayel ashkuye. That's when I water my stuff. Amarle Anna Mashkina Le Lamar Maya Biamama. I'll water your stuff for you during the day. Then you can learn, come and study with us at night. Amarle Chayet. So he said, good. Azal Li Eloi. So what happened is this fellow went to the people who were upriver. Amarle Hutatoi Shatumai Abereshi. He said, the ruling is that the people downriver get the first water. Azal Atatoi went to people downriver. Abai evidently was in the middle. Amarle Hutatoi Shatumai Abereshi. So Adiacha Sachamiska Rashki. So while he had them each thinking they were getting second shot, he dammed up the river in the middle and he watered Abaye's stuff, thus making his job much easier. So Kiata the Kame de Abaye came to Abaye, Amarle, so Abaye said, Kivei Trey Avdatli, what you've done is you've ruled like both Rav and Shmuel, who against, of course are opposed to each other here, in order to help me out, Kilu. Velota Mino Abaye the Perida Ushata. Abaye refused to eat any of the fruit from that year, because he felt it was literally the fruit of forbidden acts. Hanu, so we see that this lack of a ruling is a problem. Hanu bnei bechermech, da'azul karu bereisha deshanvata v'hadrua v'shadrua v'shilhei nahara. So they wanted to dig around their fields in order to have water circulating around. So what they did is they took water off of the river, had it go around, dug a deep trench so it would go around the field, and then brought it back into the river. They basically hijacked the river, as it were. The people who were upriver came to Abaye. Amrule kamatkil anari, and he's messing up our river. Amrulehu karu bahadayu tfei purta. So you guys should dig a little deeper. So Amrule, Kayavshi Perin, it's gonna make our fruit dry out. Amrulehu, Zilu Slikon of Shaykhumiatam. So then you have to get out of there. In other words, you have to seal. He told the people who had done that, circumnavigating, piece of the water, he told them that they have to, seal up their stuff and get out of there. They were damaging the river of these other people, and they had no right to do that. Okay, the next one was Mitzudot Chayav Afot V'dagim Yeshman Gezel. So Be'ozli V'ohari, in the kind of nets that are made of mesh or of string or whatever it is, but that have some sort of an inside, where when the fish goes in or the fowl goes in, they get caught in the inside. Then Kuliyama Lo Pligi. Everybody agrees that's full Gezel because it has a place that is being held. Ki Pligi Balechi V'Kukari. When you have the kind of trap, in other words, in which the trap kind of holds the fish where they are, but they're not inside any sort of a container, the same thing with birds, then there's machloket whether it's gezel darabon or gezel gomor. Now, it's seal cherishet of a top, we also mean gezel gomor. Rechista gezel gomor midivrayim. He says even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's only midarabonon, but it's gezel darabonon. So the main afkamina, so what's the afkamina? Lotzio b'dayonim. That since it's gezel darabonon, therefore, you cannot seize the property, of people who took it in order to make reparations. However, because Rabbi Yossi called and considers it gezel, therefore this guy is a rasha. Since the rabbanon consider it dark eshalim, somebody who violates it's just not a nice guy, but he's not necessarily a rasha. He's kashal edut, etc. Okay, ani hamina keif rosh hazayit. Everybody will agree that if the Ani went up to the top of the tree and grabbed some peya and put it in his hand and then dropped it, then it's for sure Gezel Gomor. It's only when it went straight from the tree to the ground. Then we have the machloker. Rav Kahana aviko azel luhutzal. Rav Kahana went to Hutzal. Chazil gavra davishade ufye v'kanatron tamri. He saw a guy who took a stick and he hit the tree and knocked down some dates. Azel kamankit v'achal. Then he went and picked them up and ate them. You see that I knocked them out with my own hand. He said, you must be from the place of Rabbi Yoshia, from Hutzal, where they do such things, and therefore you know the halachot, and because Rabbi Yoshia is a big lamdan, and he comes out and teaches everybody, therefore you must be there. Kari alev tzaddik yisod olam. So he said about him that pasuk, tzaddik yisod olam, this tzaddik, Rabbi Yoshia, teaches everybody the halachot, and they know how to properly do things so that there is no gezel. Ein machin biyan aniyen ochrim. Not only that, but we have to give tzedakah to Aniyei Nochrim, just like we do to Aniyei Yisrael. Mavakrin Chol Enochim Chol Yisrael. We have to visit their sick. Vekovrin Metei Enochim Metei Yisrael Menei Darkei Shalom. We have to bury their dead along with Metei Yisrael because of Darkei Shalom. So not only do we allow them to collect like a Shiro Peah, but we also fulfill many of the basic mitzvot of taking care of all the citizenry in order to maintain Darkei Shalom. We'll pause at this point. And even though it's still on the same sheet, we'll pick up at the next podcast with the final Mishnah Tet and take us to the end of the parak. Everyone should have a wonderful day.